Blog Talk Radio.
Changing Direction with Michelle Rosenthal is sponsored by Timberline Knolls Residential Treatment Center. Want to change who you are and how you live? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Changing Direction with me, Michelle Rosenthal, where every show is all about how you can create the change you choose. On every episode, we combine scientific research, cutting-edge guests, and personal stories that highlight the challenges and successes of deliberately deciding to change the direction of your life. Now, let's start making your change possible.
Okay, so I'm just so pleased, Mark German and Susan Herbert. Thank you so much for joining me, because in my own story, and everyone who's been listening to the show for a while knows, I talk about Bailey all the time, and he's not certified or registered, but he's my Wheaton Terrier that I got at the very beginning of my choosing to sort of reclaim my life and say, okay, I matter and I need something that helps me relate even more to myself, because I was feeling very disconnected from myself because of all of my PTSD symptoms. So I love the work that both of you are doing. Mark, let's start with you. You have a great story in terms of where you've come from and what you're doing. Give us a little background on what kind of post-trauma symptoms you were experiencing and how the work you do sort of fits in with that.
Well, again, thank you for having us on, but my started back in 1977, just after Vietnam. That's when I went into the Navy, and it continued all the way through Desert Storm, which was in the 90s. I had multiple different stories to tell, but I won't get on those today. Hopefully it'll be in the book coming out, but it's just depression, anxiety, loneliness, thoughts of suicide constantly, and I was still doing what I do. I'm a dog whisperer. I fix bad dogs, and I've trained people to do the same, and I'm very successful at it, bragging on myself. I think I'm the best out there. And it wasn't until I met Susan Herbert that she got me involved with the dog as a therapy dog. And it was short-lived, but it had made a huge difference in my life. And then I lost my service dog, unsuspected cancer, where then I just fell apart again. And I knew that Cowboy was his name that Susan found for me. He really kept me upbeat. No thoughts of suicide. But after Cowboy died, I actually tried to commit suicide. I'm one of those 22 a day that commit suicide. And fortunately, my friend came home early and saved my life. And now I have another service dog and a good reason to live, because I know how people with PTSD, all the veterans coming back, I know how they feel. I'm one of them.
Mark, when it is really hard to lose a pet, and I can see that that would just sort of trigger everything else. Let's talk about, you have a dog now?
Yes, I have a puppy. His name is Buckaroo.
Oh, cute. And let's talk about, you just said you have a reason to live. I think that's one of the great benefits of having a dog. I know with Bailey, I didn't have a reason to laugh. And I don't know if you know Wheaton Terriers at all, but they have a very funny sense of humor, and it's all day. Just whatever they're doing, they like to be humorous and get your attention. And so for me, one of the great benefits of having a dog was that I didn't have a reason to laugh until he came along. And then it was every day I had a reason to laugh. When you say that now you have a reason to live, what does that mean to you?
Well, not only do I have a reason to live because of my new dog, and I know what the service dogs can do for us with PTSD, I'm also providing service dogs for other veterans now with the help of Susan. We have a nonprofit organization where we take dogs from the shelters, we save their lives, we rehabilitate them, and then train them to be service dogs for veterans coming back from the Iraqi war and with PTSD. And it just is a overwhelming joy to deliver a dog to a veteran knowing what this dog is going to do for him. You just get the goosebumps on top of the goosebumps, and that's the reason to live.
That is a great answer. Susan Herbert is also with us. Susan, let's bring you into the conversation now, because you were a top student to graduate from America's Canine Academy, and your mentor was Mark German, and you initiated the development of H4. Tell us what it is and why you did that.
Well, the mission of H4 is basically to create a healthier future for our veterans who are suffering from PTSD as well as from TBI. And, you know, we have a plethora of dogs available in the shelters and in rescue. And, you know, Mark and I, our business is dogs. So we thought, well, I mean, why can't we, instead of watching so many of them be euthanized every year, why can't we do what we do with them and not only save the dog's life, but help these other veterans that are suffering the horrible aftermath of combat and other things that they experience in the military that has just, you know, left them with hopelessness and despair and depression. Let's see if we can help. And after watching Mark for so long, he was undiagnosed with PTSD for many, many years. Although I think deep down he knew that he had it, but was certainly not being treated for it. And it's just been within the last year that he's actually been receiving treatment. And I could see the difference that Cowboy made in his life. And it rung even truer when we lost Cowboy in June, what Cowboy did for Mark. I mean, you never know what you have until it's gone, and that came true for Mark. When Cowboy passed away, he just fell into the depths of despair. And so watching him do that, watching him go through that, just really was, you know, it was very influential in moving forward. I mean, we'd already set up H4, but it made it more meaningful and made our purpose even more solidified. So there's one other person, you know, while watching Mark go through his PTSD and the symptoms that he experiences, I also had read the book that was written by Marcus Luttrell, Lone Survivor, and the story of Operation Red Rings. And after having read that, I realized that, you know, there's so many veterans out there that are suffering and that need our help. There's 21 suicides per day in the United States by military veterans. And we just need to do more. These guys and gals have given so much to us, and we can do a lot more for them. And this is just our way of doing it, because we have talents and skills that we can help in some way, and we feel very fortunate that we have something that we can utilize to help. And so we hope that everybody does that. Find your skill, find your way to help somehow, and use your talents to help these guys.
My guests today are Mark German and Susan Herbert from America's Canine Academy and H4. You can find out more at americascanineacademy.net and also h4hero.com. That's the letter H, the number 4, and hero.com. So let's, in our remaining time together, Mark and Susan, let's talk about where you see the trend going. I love everything about what you're doing, and one of the things that I particularly love is how you're taking dogs that aren't necessarily service dogs and turning them into that. So it's the whole idea of saving two lives at once. How far do you think this can go in terms of, here's what I mean. It's going to go far. What I'm hoping is, how far do you think it can go in society in terms of making this a movement to include dogs beyond like golden retrievers in a process of creating a meaningful connection between our veterans and the pets that can help support them?
Well, the dogs that are out there being trained as service dogs, you're right. They're mostly labs or goldens, and they breed them, and the breeders give it to the organization, and it takes them 2 years to train it, and the veterans waiting. We took a feral dog and did our magic with it in 4.5 months and gave it to a Army veteran out in Puerto Rico. So the trend is hopefully more people will get trained in what we do and how we do it, so we can provide more dogs to more people versus waiting 2 years and being charged upwards of $50,000. It doesn't cost us anything really, $250 to get a dog out of a shelter for adoption fee, and it takes little time to rehabilitate the dog based on my methods and techniques that I've come up with. And then it's just a matter of 30 days of training, going out to restaurants and on airplanes and things like that, and it's ready.
Mark, and maybe Susan, you can chime in here too. What, you know, some dogs are actually trained to wake veterans up when they have a nightmare and things like that. Are you training these dogs specifically for PTSD symptoms, or are they trained as service dogs in general?
Well, all of the dogs, to meet the ADA criteria, must be trained in disability-related tasks. So all of our veterans that we're working with have PTSD, and so the dogs have to be trained for specific PTSD-related tasks. Now, some of the dogs will be trained to wake their veteran up from a nightmare. Others might be trained. A lot of the veterans that we hear from really have problems in large crowds. It puts them in anxiety mode, and like all those people being close, because they're always on guard. And so a lot of them just need a buffer or a shield from the crowd. So a lot of the dogs are trained to either block, which means to stand in front of the veteran and block the crowd from getting too close from the front side, or we train them to do a cover me, which is basically the dog stands behind or next to the veteran and faces the opposite direction to watch their back. It allows them to stand down. For very few moments when they're in public do they ever feel relaxed. And if our service dogs could come in and give them the opportunity to stand down while they're out in a crowd, it's just one more way to help them. Most of them become so reclusive and withdrawn from society because of those reasons. So the purpose of our dogs is to help them out into the public, socialize, stop the withdrawal and the reclusiveness by having a dog that will watch their back. And that's what they need.
And I love that.
We're getting ready to deliver a dog Friday to Hawaii for an Army veteran out there. That the only two things in life that this veteran wants to do is go to a movie with his family and go out to eat with his family, because he hasn't done it for 8 years. And so with the dog, obviously we're going to be taking him out to dinner. Hopefully he pays, but and going to a movie. You know, I haven't even been to a movie theater. I can't handle that either. But with a dog, you can do anything. Now, the issue we're running across is the public, some of the public is not aware of the ADA guidelines that dogs are allowed. And we get hassled, if you would, about having a dog in a facility that shouldn't be there, in their opinion.
Right. I understand that. And I guess education of the public is going to be a big part of how the program progresses. My guests today have been Mark German and Susan Herbert of America's Canine Academy. Again, you can find out more about them at americascanineacademy.net and h4hero.com. Mark and Susan, thank you so much for your time today, and really, more importantly, so much for your effort, because I think what you're doing is so important and necessary in so many ways. So thank you for your creativity and your dedication to doing it and for being here today.
Thank you, Michelle. We
you
appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
For more information about Changing Direction Radio and to listen to our free archives and podcasts, visit changeyouchoose.com.